Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of A New Kind of Celebrity. I'm your host Venal and I'm excited to bring you another inspiring and insightful conversation this week. At A New Kind of Celebrity, we define the word celebrity differently. We define it as someone worth celebrating. Our guests are people who are doing incredible work to make this world a better place. Join us as we celebrate these individuals and learn from their experiences, leadership, and wisdom. Our guest today is Zohair Diwan. Zohair is a metal artist by profession and is the founder of the organization Nobody Ever Sleeps Hungry, or NESH. Nobody Ever Sleeps Hungry started with providing food to people in need in some communities in Mumbai, and evolved during the pandemic to provide oxygen cylinders, medicines, in addition to food. NESH is now a huge community of various stakeholders united in a common purpose. Thank you so much for joining me, Zohair. Very excited to hear more about your work. I'd love if you can maybe start off with telling us a little bit about your journey and what led you to starting Nobody Ever Sleeps Hungry.
Okay. So this was in August 2019, and I just read in a newspaper, a family, the entire family committed suicide because they had no money and they lost a lot of money in some business venture or whatever. And the entire family, including kids, they all committed suicide. And at that point of time, there was an economic slowdown going on in Mumbai, in India. Like, so I was having this conversation with a friend, jab hamari business mein itne saalon se hum log बिजनेस में है और हमारा आज बिजनेस में हमको वी आर फेसिंग सो मेनी चैलेंजेस, सो व्हाट अबाउट दोस पीपल हु आर इन द 15,000 10,000 20,000 ब्रैकेट एंड राइट नाउ द बिजनेसेस आर नॉट गोइंग गुड, सो पीपल आर रिट्रेंचिंग एंड एवरीथिंग, लाइक यू नो आर गिविंग अ सैलरी कट, वी कैन डू समथिंग हियर, हम लोग क्या कर सकते हैं, लाइक यू नो. मैंने बोला चलो ठीक है, कुछ नहीं तो वी कैन स्टार्ट विद फीडिंग 100 पीपल डेली. That is in our budget, we can start with that. So at least we'll make a difference to 100 people's life. He said, okay, kal nahi karna hai, aaj hi karna hai. Because if the conversation goes for the next day, to the next day never comes, tomorrow never comes. So we went to a caterer and we just said, ke bhai, 100 logo ka khana banana hai. So usne log pulao pulao, vegetable pulao bana ke diya. Saam ko humne leke aaye at our building and we went to buy containers. We never knew how to pack and everything. And then we started packing and everything. It was with really a lot of guts though, like first day. And then we started distributing it. So, pehla din to first class guys, we were also very happy, like something which we have done, like very good. And next day we aaya. People were asking, kitne din tak tum log karenge? From personal funds, like it is not possible to go every day, like, you know. But we said, okay, theek hai, it is grace work and grace will show us the way. So my family came, my friend's family came, my friends came. Gradually then things we started sharing on the Facebook. And a lot of people coming, are Zohair, mera ye birthday hai aaj, to meri taraf se khana khila le. So in the first week itself, from 100, we went to 200, 300. And that was our target. Like, you know, every time, you know, 200, 300 was the norm. Because 300 se jyada hum log, if you were cooking na, so itna jata nahi tha. Then you had to go to gali gali and distribute the food. But in that area, like, you know, 300 was the maximum food. Unless if we had some yummy biryani, so then things would, like, you know, hire people would used to come. So 100 se 200, 300 se we were doing this for 8 months till March. Barish ho, kuch dhoop ho, aaj koi public hai nahi, koi friends nahi hai, watchman ko leke kar raha hai. Suppose aaj main nahi ho, to koi mera friend watchman ke saath kar raha hai. Means the show went on for 8 months continuously and it was going on. And March mein we saw that the crowd has started to come, the lines, the queues have become bigger and bigger. So I was asking somebody, bhai kya ho gaya, tum log kahan se aa rahe itne log? So 300 ke badle now we were, like, you know, catering to 1000 people or something. So they said ke bhai main Crawford Market pe hu, sab band hai, ye band hai, tum log khana khane idhar aa. So then we came to know ke something was amiss, and on the 22nd March or something the lockdown was called. Uske baad mein to the entire gully was, like, you know, with a queue and it used to go directly right to the next lane and to the next lane. Like, such big crowds I never saw in my life. Like, and fortunately, thankfully, we were sharing this with everyone and all our people, all our friends, like, they were contributing like anything. And then a few people said, okay, we'll start this at new counters also. So we started 3-4 counters at Masjid Mandar, Jamli Molla, Paidoni, Arab Gali. And then a few friends said, I want to start this at Crawford Market. Nikhat came. So we started at Crawford Market also. So our counters started also multiplying. So kaha wo 100, 200 and kaha in thousands. And then we were cooking food from our caterer. So we had one or two kitchens. And the need was so intense. Because we were ready with the food and containers and everything. We had this 8 months prior experience in that. So we were into the thick and thin of distributing from before. Like God had prepared us. So everybody used to just call me and say, humko idhar chahiye, dharavi mein chahiye, fanana chahiye. So we used to cook food at our kitchen. So I used to go to Baikalna to buy vegetables. And the police used to come in the morning with dandas and we used to run and whatnot. Like a lot of things happened at that point of time. But then my sleep became very erratic because raat ko 2 baje bhi wo batata wala phone karega, sir aaj ye size ka batata nahi mila, aaj ye nahi mila, aaj shimla nahi mila, aaj ka bhav ye. And by the time we distributed and everything got closed, like 12 baj jate the morning, early morning jana rehta tha. So this model was not efficient. So ye journey tha, humne bola logo ko kabhi hamare ko kinds mein do, humko paisa mat do. And then that journey took a very stupendous turn. When we started receiving food from kitchens. So Taj Set used to give us 20,000 meals daily. Wadia Kitchens used to give us 12,000 meals daily. Anamitra Foundation used to give us 50,000 meals daily. Blue Seas, World Leaper or Popular, Thakkar's Restaurant used to give us 4,000 meals daily. So Rotary Queen's Necklace used to pay the tab and we used to get the meals from them. We had our own kitchens in Andheri, in Nala Sopara. Ajit Agarkar used to finance one of our kitchens, the cricketer. Then we had one at Mazgaon, we had one at Nagpada, we had one at Marol. So we started multiple kitchens and we had supports from multiple restaurants and kitchens and NGOs in there. So slowly all the NGOs, the political parties, everybody came on our platform. And with team and teamwork, we could distribute the food in the pandemic when even traveling from one point A to point B was a big challenge. So for us to distribute this food from Kulaba to Nala Sopara or Vasai or Chembur or wherever, we never had any logistic because logistic issue was big issue. So we used to travel in home guards when we got home guards into our team and we also got Dipuri's home guard team, Gurani guards, and the other home guards team. And in their, vehicles we used to send. Then the corporators like Javed Juneja is a corporator. And he used to personally go to task set in the tempo every day to get the food. So that nobody would stop. We would take support of the police department of JJMR police station, Nagpada, Baikala, Sivri. Sivri police station used to distribute on our behalf. We used to get the food for them and they used to distribute. So suddenly a whole humanity chain built up. Everybody stood for nobody ever sleeps hungry. And we found our organization, nobody ever sleeps hungry. And till today, we are distributing food. We have started our own kitchen at Ray Road, Darukhana, where we cook food and daily 1,000 to 1,200 food from there. We distributed at Dharavi, Bandra, Masjid Bandar, Darukhana, Ray Road, Baikala. So still the meals goes. And the journey started like that. Like we started with 100 meals and we were distributing 1 lakh plus meals daily in Mumbai in the most crucial time of, when humanity needed it the most. So that was the miracle.
Wow, that's pretty amazing, the journey of where it started and what it led to. Zohir, can you maybe share a little bit more on one, when you all decided on the first day and the second day to do those 100 meals, how did people know that you were actually giving food? How did you find people and how did they start coming every day? Maybe if you can start from there and then I have a few follow-up questions.
So when we started distributing 100 food now, so the pictures we used to share on the Facebook. So via that, my school friends, my college friends, they all started joining. My neighbors, everybody started saying, "Arey, ye kuch ho raha hai." So they all jumped in. So initially it started with today is a special day of mine. My wedding anniversary is there or in memory of my some beloved who is departed. Somebody used to say, "Aaj ka khana meri taraf se." Or ya to birthday ke liye. So I had a long list of people booking in advance. 3 months ka advance ho jata tha. the entire thing was booked. Like, and there were people who were saying, if some days are like, you know, nobody's there, so you can put my name and you can take the money from me. So there were people like that who said, don't let this stop anyhow. So I already had a network of donors who would normally, you know, usually routinely contribute. And there were people who would come for specific special days.
Right.
And the thing was running on autopilot.
Amazing. And the people who needed the food, because you were not doing this, one day you all decided to start. So how did they sort of know that, okay, here's a place that I can get food if I need it?
So that was the most important part, because we always took, you know, in our team, the local person. So Nikhat was staying at Crawford Market. So she said, yeah, Crawford Market, mein there is a need. Somebody was staying at Jamli Mola. She said, yeah, Jamli Mola, mein need hai. Masjid banna, toh Masjid banna mein need hai. Then the local MLAs like Amin Patel used to say, yeah, Darukhana mein yahan need hai. Ya Kamatipura mein yahan need hai. So we would use their infrastructure. Ke Shivsena ka shaka hai, toh shaka ke log aake distribute kare. Police station hai, toh police station ke log वही सिवरी में वहां ही लोग बराबर से लोगों को लाइन में लगाया, सोशल डिस्टेंसिंग करे, मास्क पहना के उन लोगों को वहां डिस्ट्रीब्यूट करे. तो वी यूज टू गेट पीपल, पीपल को मालूम पड़ा इन लोग खाना बांट रहे, तो दे यूज टू कम विद अ रिक्वेस्ट के कैन वी हैव 200 मील्स हियर, 300 मील्स हियर. एंड बाय द ग्रेस ऑफ गॉड, लाइक यू नो, वी हैड सच पीपल हु वर मेकिंग द फूड एंड गिविंग टू अस. वी हैड अवर ओन किचन्स एंड वी हैड दिस डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन नेटवर्क. सो एवरीथिंग फेल इनटू प्लेस. एंड दिस वाज नॉट जस्ट ओनली अबाउट फूड. When we were doing this, you know, we had our presence like in all over Mumbai. So we had our ears on the ground. So one of our volunteer, Tabastum, one fine day, husband, you know, had a stroke or something and he fell unconscious. And nobody was willing to support her to take him to the hospital. A single lady, because COVID time, everybody was afraid, ke bhai isko kya COVID ho gaya hoga, ye ho gaya. तो कोई इसको सपोर्ट नहीं करा. एंड शी वाज स्टेइंग ऑन द फिफ्थ फ्लोर, नो लिफ्ट बिल्डिंग. एंड शी समहाउ, यू नो, गॉट हर हस्बैंड डाउन, अनकॉन्शियस आदमी. एम्बुलेंस मिलना वाज अ बिग चैलेंज. एम्बुलेंस लेके हॉस्पिटल शी वेंट एंड शी सेड, नो डे, वी हैव टू डू दैट आरटीपीसीआर टेस्ट एंड एवरीथिंग. एंड एट दैट पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम वन नेवर न्यू व्हाट इज आरटीपीसीआर टेस्ट और कहाँ करना है. और फिर बोलेगा इवनिंग हो गया, अभी तो कल आना पड़ेगा, अगेन रात को उठा के लेके जाने का. तो वन एंटायर डे वेंट लाइक दैट. She was roaming in Mumbai with her husband. And then in the evening, she called me and said, Zohar bhai, this is what I'm dealing with. And I said, kya baat kar hai? So I called in the local MLA, Amin Patel, and we said, we need to do something about it. And we found a place in JJ Hospital. But by the time, raat ko 2 baje, you know, when we slept na, to usko wahan se bhi nikal. And again in the morning, we came to know that she's again on, like, in the same condition. Again, we tried and we got him admitted in St. George Hospital, VT. By the time, again, next day, he got admitted at around 7 p.m. and in the casualty thing. And he got an ICU bed at 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the night. And 5 o'clock in the morning, he passed away. So we said, with all our contacts, with all our MLA supports and everything, if our volunteer can go through such, you know, travels, like, so what about the common person, like, who has got no connection? So we said, we'll start this medical care thing. So we'll support people in getting ambulance, because getting ambulance was a challenge. And then we said we'll support people in giving them, you know, like admissions in ye hospital, hospital mein contact ke saath mein idhar jao, udhar jao. So while doing that, we came to know ke a person was, you know, wanting admission in the hospital, and we sent him to Safi Hospital. But Safi Hospital was fully booked, like, you know, kind of, no, there was no admission as such. So the trustee called me and said, Zohar bhai, right now I cannot do anything. There is a long queue here. The only thing I can do is, because his oxygen level in the blood is going down, I can give him an oxygen cylinder, and that will give him, like, you know, 6-7 hours ka buffer, and you can search for another hospital. So unhone wo taxi ke andar the oxygen cylinder lagaya. And then, you know, my team went around with that person, and we ultimately found some hospital who could admit him. And we said, this is a good idea. Most of the people we saw, they are actually, because of lack of the oxygen concentrator used to go in the down in the blood, and because of that, people used to die. So we'll distribute oxygen cylinders. The whole concept of oxygen cylinder bank came from there. And I asked the local MLA Amin Patel to support me in setting up the oxygen cylinder. So Amin Patel mujhe bata, Zohar bhai, khana baatna alag baat hai. Oxygen cylinder medical cheez hota hai. ये लोग को कुछ मालूम नहीं है, बोलेंगे ज्यादा ऑक्सीजन दो, ज्यादा ऑक्सीजन दो, पेशेंट जल्दी अच्छा हो जाएगा, तो कुछ इश्यू हो जाएगा, यू विल बी यू नो इन्वॉल्व इन मेडिकल लीगल केसेस ऑल योर लाइफ, वी कांट यू नो गो इनटू दिस। एंड आई सेड नहीं, दिस विल सेव लाइव्स, तो बोला ठीक है। एंड ही पुट अस यू नो इन कनेक्शन विद सेफी एम्बुलेंस। सेफी एम्बुलेंस आर ओनली एट 6 सिलेंडर्स एट दैट पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम, एंड दे वर लाइक आई ठीक है। इट वाज अ 50 ईयर ओल्ड इंस्टीट्यूशन, सो वी सेड ओके वी'ल गिव यू 100 ऑक्सीजन सिलेंडर्स एंड विल वर्क इन अ टाई अप विद यू। सो नाउ 100 सिलेंडर्स लाना, उस टाइम पे 1 सिलेंडर का कॉस्ट वाज अराउंड 8000 रुपीस, कहां से लाना, यू नो पैसा कहां से आएगा। वी आस्क्ड द एमएलए कि तुम हमारे बिहाफ पे यू पिच इन टू आवर डोनर्स एंड आस्क देम टू गिव अस द सिलेंडर्स, बिकॉज़ इफ आई विल गो पीपल विल गिव मी 2 सिलेंडर्स 5 सिलेंडर्स, बट इफ समबडी लाइक अमीन पटेल द एमएलए वुड गो एंड आस्क, तो थिंग्स वुड बी वेरी डिफरेंट, यू नो। सो ही मेड स्मॉल वीडियोस टू आवर की डोनर्स, and then I send those videos to a key donor, and then somebody would give 15, somebody would give 10, somebody would give 20. So we had 100 cylinders in the initial, and we started this, and with that we started many oxygen cylinder banks, and we supported many oxygen cylinder banks, and soon in Bombay everybody was like distributing oxygen. The whole farm food we went to, you know, giving people oxygen, and that gave us such a huge impact. Because I saw people coming to me and crying, because there were videos where in government hospitals plastic wrap kiya hua corpses would lie around, and people would say, main meri maa ko aisa hospital mein nahi dalunga, main mera ghar bech dalunga, main private mein dalunga, I will not send my mother there. I mean, this kind of conversation we used to have with people, and when we could give them one cylinder at home and a local doctor on a video call would, you know, ask them to how to put the oxygen cylinder and give them medicines, lot of money was saved. And even a lot of, you know, like people who would normally had to go to any healthcare center got treated at home. So this took a lot of, you know, burden away from the our healthcare system, and it saved a lot of money of people also. So this was something which we never thought of. We just had our ears on the ground and we could just see the conditions there, and things would just come up. So we started with food, we started giving oxygen cylinders, then we said that people, we found out that elders ghar mein, because nobody was working, so un log ne medicine khana ban kar diya apna jo blood pressure ki ye. So we said okay, we started, you know, with a existing pharmacist ke sath ke we will give you medicines and you will give this medicines at cost price to people who are affected, you know, and who are financially challenged at this point of time. So we started that, 100 rupaye ka medicine 10-12 rupaye mein milta tha. So we started that also in the pandemic. In the 3-month period now, we had distributed around, from one NGO, Rotary Queen's Necklace, we had distributed 50 lakhs meals of them. 12 crore rupees meals they had given. Plus our kitchens and what we were doing, you know. Means it was a huge amount. So funds kahan se lana? Everybody was like, you know, ke abhi next level kya karna hai? So then we said, okay, we'll start with the community fridges. So we know that a lot of food is getting wasted, like khana ghar mein pada hai, koi niche dene ko jane wala nahi hai, kisko doon, aisa waisa. So we started installing community fridges in Mumbai. When we started doing this, so we pitched in like, you know, okay, if you can make one extra chapati at your home and a little bit of salan and wrap it, you know, properly, so somebody down there who's hungry can have this. So we installed some around 40 community fridges, and we inspire other people to emulate us, you know. One institution cannot do so much, like, you know. A lot of other people have started putting up community fridges. So that, you know, the wastage food from the restaurants, caterers in our home is now also serving a lot of people. So this is how the journey went.
Very amazing. And what an idea of just having a community fridge. There is so much wastage and so many people who need food, and making the two meet. So when you all set up the first community fridge, like, again, how did, one is to convince people individually to say, okay, make a little extra food, but the restaurants or any other wastage, how did you sort of speak to the local people to make sure that food is going into that community fridge on a regular basis?
See, DP's restaurant is there at Ruya College, Matunga, and the other also, Kabutar Khana, DP's restaurant is there, and they have another restaurant, Bokhai, in Chembur, opposite Diamond Garden. So they are like, you know, they are friends of mine, and I shared this idea with them, and they were very, very enthusiastic about it. And though their restaurant was actually shut off, उनको उनका ही आदमी लोगों को बैठ के खाना खिलाना, एवरीथिंग वाज अ ह्यूज चैलेंज फॉर देम, रेंटल एंड एवरीथिंग. एंड येट दे अग्रीड सेइंग कि भले फ्रिज रखने में एक्स्ट्रा कॉस्ट होता है इलेक्ट्रिसिटी का, थोड़ा देखना भी पड़ता है, यू नो. सो आई एनरोल देम एंड दे सेड यस एंड वी स्टार्टेड विद डीपीस उया कॉलेज. Then there was another NGO, another group, which was like, you know, AMAFA group. They actually had installed a couple of fridges, two fridges in front of me, like, you know, and the places we only gave them. When they installed a fridge, I was invited there. And I thought this is a very brilliant idea. I mean, we all knew about this idea because this was always there in abroad. And like, so I said, okay, this is something when I saw in actual, and I saw the, like the potential is there. Okay, if we can get these fridges across people, so this can serve a lot of Mumbaikers. Now, what is happening if I get the food from my house and put it in the fridge? In a minute, somebody will come and take it away. So fridge khali ka khali deta. Means we would go and put 100 meals and we would just stand door se and we would just watch. Kya hota hai, kya nahi. And then we would see all, even good people like, nahi, jiske ghar mein kya ho raha hai, apne ko malum nahi. And in their, you know, like secrecy, aaram se chup chap aake sham ko leke ja rahe hai. So khana hum log 100-100 bhi rakhte na. Till today we are putting food in our community fridges. Instantly, 1-2 hours mein the food goes away. So if you bring food from your house, to to 1 second bhi nahi lagega ja. People are normally sitting around the fridges only. Jaisa rakhte, le lete. So we are serving a lot of people, but we don't know the numbers about it.
Right.
So the restaurant people would do what, you know, they will put in a scheme. If you want to put food in the fridge, so for 14 rupees, 15 rupees, we will put a meal there. So people saying मेरे तरफ से 10 रख दो, मेरे तरफ 5 रख दो.
Nice.
So that way thing goes.
Lovely.
और जो घर से आया वो bonus.
Lovely initiative. So there are so many strategic partnerships that you've built, right? From the MLA to, like you mentioned, for the meals, Taj, Rotary, so many big restaurants and chains and hospitality as well, or the pharmacist where you were able to procure those medicines and then make sure it goes at cost price, oxygen cylinders. Were all of these people part of your extended network and you tapped into them and influenced them, or did you build some of these relationships from scratch as well?
See, I was connected to a few people.
Hmm.
But the work of distribution of food was so huge. Like, and I, जहाँ लोग सुनते थे अरे कोई ये खाना बांट रहा है, तो सबको अभी उस टाइम पे लोग या तो फुर्सत में भी थे, तो बोला मेरे एरिया में क्या है, तो चलो मैं जाके नीचे काउंटर में बांट लूंगा. तो लोग just they had to just give us a call at Nest, nobody was sleeping hungry, and we would send food there. The logistic of distribution they would manage. So automatically we came in touch with a lot of political parties, lot of NGOs, lot of groups, because initially all these groups used to work and NGOs used to work and the political parties ka jo shakhas used to work because they had these cadets with them and they could like give us the manpower. And then gradually local area ke log bhi aa rahe the, police station se bhi log aa rahe, and ek pura network ban gaya. Means lakh logo ko humne khana baat rahe the aur humko malum bhi nahi ki kon kon hai, sab phone pe hi baat ho rahi hai. It is not as if I used to go to Nala Sopara or anything. Our tempos used to go. So it was all built up, you know, on the moment.
Organically.
Like we started connecting and creating. Our motto at NASH is connect and create. We connect with people. We stand in the possibility of contribution and we just keep on creating. So it can be anything. It can be medicines. It can be oxygen. It can be food. Hunger is not just for food. Hunger can be for like healthcare also. Hunger is for a breath of air also, like, you know. So we expanded like, you know, miraculously.
Right. That's amazing. Yeah. I think you have a real natural gift of connecting and influencing and building this network, and have done such wonderful things. What is the size of NESH right now? How many people in the extended network work in these different projects? I know you probably don't have count of how many people you all serve, but how large is your network now?
NESH is basically a platform of connecting and creating. So we are a platform, and even if we can do some work alone, now we never do it alone. We always get in some team. That's our funda, like, you know. So when we get a team along, like we ek aur ek do nahi hota, 11 hota hai. So we are connected with lot of NGOs, lot of corporates, lot of political parties. Means we are, you know, on a good term with every political party. We are not affiliated to any one political party. We are standing for contribution to humanity. And कौन सा भी political party है ये वक्त में यार ये समय पे उन लोगों सब all the other conversations are like, you know, on the side, and people just stand in contribution and they become team with us and we become team with them and we just see how to impact humanity.
Lovely.
So we get in touch with people like that. So we are a platform of connecting and create.
Lovely.
One important aspect of NASH is also like, you know, when we have team and teamwork with any NGO or political party or any groups also, local small group, we want them to, you know, do what we do in their area. So if our oxygen bank is, so we have supported someone in Kudla, Mumbra, then they will get the resources and they will start on their own. We gave support to Nikhat at Crawford Market. Nikhat went on to distribute 50,000 plus meals daily, herself with her own team. One Papa Bhai was there at Majid Mandir area. That guy was also distributing thousands of meals daily with his own team. Ajit Agarkar was distributing thousands of meals at Nala Sopara with his own team. So he funded, but you know, our team was there. So then likewise, there are so many NGOs who started doing this. In effect, we must have gone and distributed 2 lakh meals daily. We take into calculation all the people we touch, mood and inspire to emulate us and, you know, do the thing that we were doing on them.
Right.
So similarly, oxygen cylinders also, number of oxygen cylinder banks in Mumbai opened. We take a model like a community fridge. We do work on that. We make videos about it. We show it like, you know, okay, how it is impacting humanity. And a lot of other people just would follow.
Yeah.
So that is, you know, like it penetrates deep into the society.
That's very beautiful. The organic network that just gets built through inspiration. And Zohair, given so much work that you've done, such interesting things, solving very pressing, urgent problems, especially during a time like the pandemic, when you think about your biggest impact, it could be a story, it could be numbers, but what stands out to you when you think of the biggest impact you've had through NASH?
For me, the biggest impact was, you know, getting everybody together. And at a time when you are stranded, ek aadmi dusre aadmi ko support nahi kar raha hai. Aur us time ke upar, when you can connect to people and at such a huge level, and you yourself are, you know, like limited to one area, and then you can connect to entire Mumbai and distribute 1 lakh plus meals plus oxygen cylinders ka, we must have done a turnover of around 1 crore. खाना 12 करोड़ रुपए का खाली रोटरी क्वींस नेकलेस ने दिया. फिर उसके बाद ऑक्सीजन कॉन्सेंट्रेटर्स हम लोग ने लोगों को देने को चालू किया विद बाबा सिद्दीकी. वी वेंट टू बिहार पटना एंड वो इतने इतने लोगों को हमने ऑक्सीजन कॉन्सेंट्रेटर्स दिए. सो वी इंस्पायर पीपल लाइक बाबा सिद्दीकी टू कम फॉरवर्ड. वी इंस्पायर पीपल लाइक यू नो अदर MLAs एंड यू नो टू कम फॉरवर्ड. सो दैट वॉज लाइक यू नो कनेक्टिंग एंड क्रिएटिंग टचिंग मूविंग एंड इंस्पायरिंग पीपल. You know, so then multiple Zohairs and creation ho raha hai, multiple leadership. That is what right. We say. We was a stand to cause leadership.
Right.
And that impacted. Like, you know, rather like Zohair karta to ek hi area mein karta tha, do area mein karta tha, phir he would have got burned out. Like that right. Was the case with me. But when we started using people and, you know, taking them as our team and then we supported them to go on their own, magic happened.
Lovely. And if I can ask a little bit about you personally, I would love to hear a little bit about your personal journey and maybe what have been the biggest influences through, whether it is your entire journey growing up, what have been biggest influences on you that have sort of shaped who you are today and the work that you do today?
See, I am basically a metal artist. I make mural sculptures, artifacts, and I have got a steel fabrication unit at Railroad also. And feeding people was always my calling, like, you know, from childhood, main chota tha and, you know, at Mohammad Ali Road, JJ Hospital, there are small bhatiyar khanas where people will sit outside those restaurants in queues and you have to give 10 rupees and they will feed one person.
Correct.
So, I used to see that a lot during my childhood. Mujhe yehi tha, kabhi kahe kuch aisa apne ko karna chahiye ke logo khana hai na, paani ke maafik free milna chahiye, aaye leke khaye. You know, as a kitchen. So that was always there. And by fluke or by, you know, destiny gave me this opportunity. And aaj wo as a kitchen ho gaya, where people can come and have food every day for free. So it was just, I can see myself, I'm standing there and sab log baithe hain, and I'm soch raha hu chota, kaisa khana khilana chahiye. And today when I see, are fantastic. God gave me this opportunity. So it was my calling of feeding people. It has always been my calling. And fortunately, Nobody Ever Sleeps Hungry has got such a huge, great team, like the trustees. They're all stalwarts and they're also all huge people. And in the spirit of team and teamwork, you know, like there are no interferences, no ego issues. The only thing is intention. We are intention-centric. Hamara cheez ek hi hai. Niyat karo. Intention karo bas. And our name itself, Nobody Ever Sleeps Hungry, is an intention. There is no name. It's an intention. We are just an intention that nobody ever sleeps hungry. Wherever agar samjho, if something is not working, we will go on to that. Hamara maksad kya hai? Nobody ever sleeps hungry. And wo kaisa fulfill hoga? Bas.
Right.
So wo intention-centric NGO ban gaya hamara.
Right. And Zohair, one thing I'm very keen to understand. So like you mentioned, you're a metal artist. So you have like a day job, for the lack of a better word, where you focus on one thing. And, you know, it's sometimes people find it hard to make the time to do things that they feel passionate about or that they can do to help others. Many people have the thought, you know, they'll see someone at a signal or passing and that idea comes. But there are so many ifs and buts and questions that come in the way for people to actually execute it. Given that not only you have done it, but you've seen so many and inspired so many people to do it, what would you say, what's the best way to sort of overcome some of that to actually do the work?
See, consequences will always be there. So if I'll put my time from my business or from my family to something else, to kisi koi jagah pe koi kisi ko to kami lagni wali.
Right.
So there will be a consequence. And there is a consequence if I don't do what my heart says and just keep on, you know, doing, getting along with life, doing this business, life ka business normally. So consequences are always there. I chose my consequences. I said, ek zindagi 50 saal tak ki to bahut ki hai. 50 saal ke baad to aaya ki bhai ek portion of my life will go to public service. So wahan hum khade rehke uske jo bhi consequences aate hain, we deal with it. It is not as if it is easy. Yeah, we, our business is impacted. Bahut kuch hota hai. Jo hone wala hai sab hoga. And now, aaj ki tarikh mein to it is, this work has become kind of jaisa main meri family ke liye kaam karne ko morning mein jata hu. This is also a part of it. Like, it is not as if I am doing some social work or some, you know, kuch. It is an intrinsic part of who I am. So, wo jo consequences of internalized hai. Consequences are always there, but nahi karne ke bhi consequences hai. Then we live a life which is, you know, without any purpose. Theek hai. Khud ke liye pehle mera family was just me, my daughter, my wife. Aaj meri family bahut badi ho gayi. So we expand as a human being also. And uski ke ek alag maza bhi hai, uske consequences bhi.
Right. I really like that. Ki matlab, even if you don't do it, there are consequences. So you picked your consequence. Zohair, I have only one question right now, which is more of just sharing any learnings or advice that you've gotten or you would like to share with anyone listening to this episode.
I would just say one thing hai, ki kuch karna hai na, to declare and jump. Jyada sochne ka nahi. If you start thinking, and when you jump na, there are new openings that you never thought exist. Some divine, miraculous hands will come and, you know, get you going. You will not even know kya ho raha hai. Means in our kitchen also, right now, the challenges that come, because we have just started a kitchen 3-4 months back. We never had any cook, and suddenly our staff learned how to cook and they are managing the things which, agar humne pehle socha hota sab kuch, to itna funds bhi nahi aata hamare paas kitchen kholne ke liye. Kahan se paisa aayega, kon paisa denga, roj ka khana khilane ka, lakhon rupaye ka khana kaisa jayega, kaisa aayega. We are right now feeding 50,000 meals per month, you know. So kahan se paisa aayega? Logically dekhne jayenge to wo tumhara books pe aisa dekhega hi nahi. It is not a business model. It is just like you have to trust that there is grace. Or grace ko you surrender and you jump in and you see what happens. And something miraculous happens, like, you know, it is always something very new. So that keeps us going. We are not worried about failing. We just say, okay, we want to do this and we jump.
Great. Thank you so much. Is there anything else you would like to add? Anything that we've not covered, not spoken about, that you'd love to share with anyone listening?
I found out that there is a whole world of contribution. And in humanity, ke baare mein humne connecting to another human being on a level which is not personal to my life and on a level which is for all. Wo life ka humne bahut kam, you know, from that context, we have not lived our life. We only live life from our agendas, our axe to grind. So, wo usme ek separation hai, usme ek you are alone, you are afraid, there is fear, failure ka, main akela, main ye. And when you stand for, you know, a lot of people, not just your family expands, you know, like, and from that context, when you stand to live your life, you experience, you know, life ka ek alag maza, ek alag color hai, alag flavor hai, which is so fulfilling. And wo world mein, you are not afraid, you are not separate, you are not alone. Unko lagta puri kainat tumhare saath hai. So I would request everyone, you know, like life mein kuch pal apni family ko, my family, my bacha, my wife, my ye, chhodke, you know, just stand as a universal human being and do some work from that context and experience life. Uska ek flavor hi alag hai. I bet you will, you know, it will become a part of you, just as this life has become a part of all our natural states. We can't now think about living life just like, that would be very limited life.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Universal human being. I really, really like that. Anything else on your mind before we close?
But my only connect and create and declare and jump. That's all.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Zohair. This was such an amazing conversation to just understand how this platform got built and how one ripple from what you all started translated into so many different initiatives and impact across so many places. Thank you so much for sharing this journey with us.
Thank you for inviting me here. Thank you for bringing me here so that I could share my experiences with you all.
Lovely. Thank you. Great speaking to you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you liked this episode, do subscribe to the podcast and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. We'd love to hear your suggestions, reactions, or even guest nominations. You can DM us on Instagram. Our handle is @anewkindofcelebrity or email us @anewkindofcelebrity@gmail.com. We look forward to meeting you soon. Till then, good luck and take care.